Start the show, Looch.
Welcome back, folks. It's your boy Looch Dog in the morning, hanging out with you guys live. Thank you for showing up for our live show. We got a lot to do still, and I appreciate the comments coming in from the social media lounge. Thank you. I do not look like a social, like a serial killer. No thanks. I look like a very nice person. But I'm excited to talk about you guys and what you think from my comment that is about to be made. Now, every time I bring up this topic, we kind of go off the rails. So what I would like to do is ask you guys, first of all, Potts, do you have any follow-ups from the LA story? Anything you want to close out?
Yeah, I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah. Did Adam die? But did you die? Yeah.
No, right. I was fine. So, I ended up figuring out that I did have the address and I Ubered home. It took me two different Ubers to get there, but that's a different story.
I'd like to close it with, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Pots, hold on. How the hell did it take two different Ubers?
Because this guy got there and then he pulled up and then he left and I'm like, this is just not my night. And then I called a second one.
You can't walk around WeHo in khakis.
No, you just can't. You just can't.
Where did he take you?
No, the first guy showed up and then just left. He didn't pick me up. He went across the street, saw I was across the street, and just kept going. And I'm like, are you fucking serious?
What? He's seeing this Dunder Mifflin shirt, and he's like,
why am I getting turned down by everyone?
You know what? You must look like a serial killer.
LA at 2 a.m. does not like me.
I do want to say one quick thing, because I'm a little perturbed. I've been trying to let this settle for a couple days, and it's not going out of my head. So you're coming to do our baby shower, which I am really pumped about. But I was also like looking forward to you hosting our open mic that next day and then maybe going back to Comedy Store, doing the same little run we did. Then I find out you're flying out Monday morning for a show on Wednesday night when you're basically going to be in LA for like literally 24 hours. Why the hell would you schedule a flight for Monday morning as opposed to like any time on Tuesday? Change your freaking flight. I think you're scared. I think you're literally scared of me.
I got it. I know the answer. I know the answer.
I think I know the answer, too.
Okay, before you say the answer, there's a very real answer and reason for it. So I'm
because I need to rest and I need to catch up on sleep.
Tuesday morning, we have the voice of One Wheel and we can't miss a show.
Tuesday, we have the voice of One Wheel. Also, okay. I have tickets that I did not realize for a show on Tuesday to see Alkaline Trio in Baltimore.
What?
So that's I didn't realize that, and when that was brought to my attention, I was like, "Fuck! All right, I'll come home Monday." So no, it has nothing to do with being scared
about a job on Wednesday and how you had to rush out of LA.
Yeah, and then I also got offered a job on Wednesday, but I didn't get it. So oh well. But
so now it's just the tickets to Alkaline.
All right, we'll do it. We got to move on.
Alkaline Trio.
I have to go to Alkaline Trio, which I'm excited to see. Get out of here.
Leave Tuesday, then whatever. We can argue about
the show is Tuesday.
That's a big freaking fail.
You're a fail. So. I love you, man.
I'm literally starting an open mic due to the night that we
I
had,
know, but I didn't realize.
You now have an opportunity to be on the second one that we have, and you're flying out. That makes no sense to me at all, dude.
This is what peer pressure sounds
like. I didn't know that you were doing.
Oh, I'm sorry for trying to advance your career. My bad.
All right, so I'm an a-hole.
Your agent's very mad.
At me. I've got to move on. You're stalling the show for this. It's unbelievable. I got to move on. But yes, you're right. No, I already changed the ticket. So, let's do this. I'm going to mute your guys' microphones, not because I don't respect you, but because there is no way
I know we can't interrupt
to get this out without being interrupted. I just want to get a 30-second statement out, and then I'm opening it up, and I just want to see what your guys' thoughts are, and we'll move on. We could do 5 minutes of this. It's really not to talk about the NFL. It's not to talk about politics. It's just the fact that I think that this isn't going to go away. So real quick, let me just get this idea out. And my point is that because you have owners in the NFL who don't really, at the end of the day, in my opinion, care about social change. They're businessmen. And then you've got people that make them the money that really are trying to use that platform for social change. That's two butting heads. And so that's why this isn't going to go away. So people keep asking what the solution is. Belly said that what if we just don't televise the national anthem anymore and then you can't do anything with it? Well, the people who are like me, who grew up loving and respecting the national anthem, would say, oh, that sucks. That sucks. I told you. Get out of here. 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 I will give you your rebuttal. Now, what I'm saying is What if the only way to really make this change is if both people can concede a little bit, right? Both sides have to concede. Because the NFL has an optics issue where people aren't having it right now. Some people are just like, dude, I don't want politics in my football. Stop with this crap. I like the NFL. I like the national anthem. I want to feel like the country patriotism that I feel. And they're not wrong for feeling that way. They just are feeling that way. And if there are, you know, people on the other side that are saying, hey, well, you know what? Sorry, we are going through some injustices and we want to kneel and we have the right to do so. They're not wrong for feeling that way. Everybody has the right to feel the way they want. Now, the problem is, how do you fix it? My response is, let's just say that the owners are losing per team $1 million a season compared to when before the kneeling happening started happening. Because it is down. The ratings are down. The owners are going to want to stop that money from bleeding, right? They want to stop the hemorrhaging, hemorrhage the bleeding. And the players don't want to stop protesting, and nor they should. So my answer is, what if you take Potts, the money that they're losing, $1 million per team, well, if the owners want to stop that, why not take half of that, a percentage of that, and each team take that money, so $500,000, and put it into a fund that is now to be spread to these charities or programs that are meant to help inner city programs. Now, the owners aren't going to be all for losing money, but they're not. They're already losing that money. But the stipulation is, we'll do that. We will put half of the money we're already losing towards actual social change. But the players have to agree that we all do one thing, whether it's stop the anthem, all stand, all kneel, all stay in the locker room. We have to be uniform as a league. Can you do that for us? And we'll show you that we will actually hear you and do actionable efforts to make change. We will put dollars where our mouths are, but help us be uniform as a league and stop this. Everybody is, some people are kneeling, some people are not. Is that a fair statement? Is that a solution that could happen? Are you so mad at me that you're ready to blow a gasket, Belly?
First of all, of course I respect the national anthem. That's absolutely ridiculous that you think I wouldn't respect that. Yes, I agree, Potts. It's ridiculous right
Potts
now.
Potts is falling asleep.
But here's my main issue with that.
Everybody wins, everybody loses there.
How do you take half of money that's gone? Like, how do you take half? Let's take half the $1 million that you lost, which you don't have.
Find the money.
And find a way to donate half of that money to the cause. So now I'm just losing an extra half mil. So for every owner,
it's actually taking action. It's showing the players, okay, we've heard you.
They're not kneeling against the league, though.
They're not kneeling against the league. They're saying we have the platform to make change here. We are saying stop with the social injustices, stop with police brutality. That's what it's all about. And I'm saying, what if the league is like, you know what? You're right. We will take, the league revenue is down, average it out, take half of that number and put it towards actual change. And then maybe people will come back around and say, wow, look at the NFL. Look at what they're doing. You'll change your whole perspective. We can move off of it. I don't know. I think that's a concession.
I think this issue has been going on for a long time, and I think it's just over-publicized right now.
And I don't want to beat it to death. I really don't. I just think that's an answer that I haven't heard before, so I want to know what some people think.
I feel like we're beating a dead horse.
Well, Potts, is that possible?
Because you said the players want to make a stand, the owners want to get their lost money back. So they're not going to do a deal where they're only getting recouping half of their loss. They want all of the money they're losing and then some.
And I'm saying
that's capitalism.
To clarify, I'm not saying getting half their money back. I'm saying take half of their money that they're losing, that amount, and also add it to losing money, because you're now going to put that towards social change and hope to get your money back in the long run.
So Adam's asking,
it's not about social change. It's about making money.
It is.
The NFL is about making money, not about social change, not about making a stand against whatever police brutality. No, they don't give a shit.
Now, Belly, there's an issue. You're right. You're right. But I think, Belly, that's the reason it's never going to go away until the league shows that they actually care about the social change that their players are asking for.
Here's the thing, though. You want bipartisanship in a country and in a world where bipartisanship is nearly impossible nowadays, where everyone stands so firmly on the ground that they stand on.
Yeah, I'm asking for everybody to give up a little bit. The players give up the fact that they're kneeling, but the owners give up a little bit of money that they won't even feel.
I live in a fantasy world, too, where everyone's so obviously going to just be so giving and loving and caring.
I'm tired of people giving solutions to this that's never going to work and it's never going to happen. I'm asking you to really give me something real.
You just did the same
real.
Thing.
That could happen.
It will never work. It's never going to happen. No, it's not, because it's not
asking
about
them to
change.
Spend
it's about money.
It's an investment. The owners should realize that the optics of this will show people that they actually care.
You know,
it'll show their players that they care. It'll stop people from kneeling. And now we're all back.
Care.
We're not even back to normal. We're ahead of where we
guarantee
were.
Guarantee where that cuts in is player revenue. I guarantee right. where it cuts in is revenue. And all of a sudden, the salary cap goes down
Wasn't
one year and
that
every player's losing their goddamn mind.
Then shouldn't the players care enough and say, I'll take that player hit because I'm here for social change? What,
are
they want the
crazy?
Change? They want the change, but they don't want to give up
crazy?
The money? Why? They can
Why
help.
Why would they?
Why not?
Why would they give up money? They're sacrificing their bodies and... 1%
They're asking
of the players
the owners.
In the NFL are the only ones making any real cash. The rest are just like trying to scramble and stay in the NFL.
Do you think that
anytime any of those millionaires who are players could donate their money to those programs and things at any time in any
right.
way they want?
They certainly
and they
could.
Don't.
You're right. They
and
certainly
some
could.
Do, but
most do you think
don't.
They would agree with the owners that the owners are like, we don't want to give up our dollars? Don't you think the players would be like, come on?
No,
of course.
So then why can't the players be like, fine, give up some of yours? Why can't the owners say to the players, why, then give up some of yours? Somebody's got to make some concessions
because that's
here.
Like me going to one of my employees and saying, if you want me to donate, then you donate, even though you're making minimum wage and I'm rich, which is neither one of these situations.
It's not the same because they're not making minimum wage. They're making a lot of money.
They are, but
no, they're not. 1% are making a lot of money. A lot of them are not making a lot of money when you compare it to what they're doing to their bodies over the rest of their freaking lives and how long or how little amount of time they're actually in the NFL. Just because you make 200 grand for 2 years doesn't make you fucking rich.
Go ahead.
My other opinion is I don't think this is killing football. I think the health issues that come along with football.
Now,
Belly's really
passionate
has a
about CTE.
Effect on football.
Belly's. I'm sorry to mean to step all over you there.
No, that's true.
Belly's passionate about CTE. And I want to open that. I mean, you've had some hits to the head.
Yeah, I've had plenty.
And that scares
from
you.
Football and other things.
Does it scare you?
Yeah, of course. I'm absolutely terrified of it. But for me, I just try and do things that keep my mind sharp all the time. And obviously, I work in a high awareness environment. I do crosswords. I do this radio show.
You got to deal with me all running around every day. Hey,
I
got to
fire.
Hey.
My neurons got to be firing on all cylinders sometimes. And usually
Christmas
they're not.
Trees.
Yeah, Christmas trees are helping out. So that's good. In fact, while we're on that, that's a good thank you to everybody. Is there anything from the social media launch? Did they do their homework at all?
Let's see. Why are we arguing about millionaires? Questions.
Exactly.
Because there are people who aren't millionaires that are being fought for in this process, and I don't want them to get lost in the mix.
One Keel listening on his drive to work. Thanks for listening, brother.
Oh, awesome. Best way to listen.
Doesn't kneeling usually show respect?
Doesn't kneeling? Well, yeah, you could, but
you kneel
I guess
when knighted, you kneel when engaged. When someone gets gets bad news.
Okay, but
can we move on?
We can move on. The only answer.
I'm done.
Thank you.
Like,
you're right.
Seriously.
But I will just say to that, when everybody is asked to stand, if you're one who's kneeling, you're refusing to stand, which is why some people. That's where people can see it. It's not just kneeling by yourself. Yes, if I was by myself and I knelt to someone, that's a sign of respect. But if I'm in a room where everybody stands to show respect and I choose to kneel, that's almost the opposite. So that's kind of the reasoning there. Let's get into the pot shops.
Going to church.
Let's go to pot shops. Let's go, because I went to Potts's LA pot shop and I didn't like it.
What?
I didn't like
it. Pot. You're getting
confused with Medmen. Yeah. Well, I don't know about that one.
So, what's the name of this Christmas tree store that we went to in LA, or that I went to?
You went to Medmen. I've never been there, but they have a ton of commercials, and I mean they're like. I'm a more mainstream dispensary.
Okay.
I mean, I go to the CD ones that like don't have a sign on the door and you have to ring a doorbell to get in. Those are the good ones. They give you dabs like with a $10 purchase.
Oh my God. No, I didn't get any. Okay. So Belly.
Sounds
you
like
went-
his neighbor.
Yeah, my neighbor. I mean, I told that's where you should have gone. You went and spent probably twice as much money. See, and so talking about a real topic is like, you know, all these dipshits that want to legalize pot. Now it's recreational. What they didn't realize is now there's like a 28% sales tax on all of these legitimate stores. And so a lot of people are still going to the underground ones, which will soon be wiped out because they're reissuing legitimate permits and stuff. And then so your neighborhood, like dealer is going to come back, and it's going to be a cycle again, because people are not going to spend all that money on sales tax, and they're going to end up going to their dealer.
Well, they're not lowering the prices, Potts. That's what I found to be ridiculous, because she said, well, it's going to be $60 for an eighth of Christmas trees, and that's before tax. And I said, before tax, what's the tax? She said, it's 25%. I said, wow.
What?
Yep. Because that right there is $15. That's $15. That means now I'm paying $75 an eighth. It's ridiculous.
Plus, they charge you for a dollar or two for the bag that it has to come in.
It's a medical bag.
And because they're not going to, again, they're not even going to take a dollar hit in profit.
Belly, is it like that at all in Colorado?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, they do have a tax on it as well, but it's a little more, it's definitely less and less expensive.
I found it to be way less expensive, and they don't have any of these bags or whatever you're talking about.
Yes, they do. They have to be properly marked. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely not. It comes in a canister, and then it just gets in a white paper trash bag, like a sandwich bag.
But it's still marked.
No, but when the one that Potts is talking about, it comes in a seal. No, it comes with a seal, like a baby child lock seal.
Oh, those.
Like basically a heavy Ziploc bag, heavy duty Ziploc.
Colorado
bag
doesn't do that.
Probably cost a buck.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that. I know that. Colorado does have those containers.
Child seal containers, the little medicine caps.
Yeah.
But they're not in a child proof bag.
Yeah.
Sealed bag, which was neat. I was like, oh, that's okay. That's fine. But Colorado is just like so much more chill.
Your problem
is
you're buying leaf.
What? You're buying your flower. What was your experience? You walked in and said what?
My experience was amazing. I went out to one. Now, my experience was weird because I also took a Lime scooter to get there. But it was one of those things where it's a really nice shop. It's in the middle of like a warehouse district in the middle of nowhere. But as soon as you walk in, it's clean. You check in with the security guard. You drop your ID, and then they just allow you into the dispensary.
They were nice and kind, or were they like standoffish?
No, everyone was very nice, like very welcoming, asking me why I'm here for the trip, like asking me if I'm enjoying my time in San Diego.
Okay.
And then same in Colorado. I mean, people were very, I went to a couple in Colorado, and it was one of those things where people are very, like, they understand the business. I prefer someone who knows what they're talking about and seems confident in their selling skills.
Who was nicer? Who was kinder? Could you tell?
I mean, I got free stuff at the one in San Diego, so.
Dude, I just got to be honest, Potts, when I was out there, I mean, they looked at me as if I was like, they were like, yeah. I mean, the lady in the front was nice, but then they were like, did you need something? Or, and where the Colorado people are like, hey, dude, what are you trying to feel like today? And it's like, you know, are you trying to go for a hike? See, you want to get stuck on the couch? It's like, well, okay, thank you. I appreciated that. And there was that 25% tax. I didn't know that. That was eye-opening to me. So if you're medical, Potts, does that go away?
No.
That 25% tax, if you're medical, if you have a medical card, you still have to pay that tax?
That's what I'm aware of. Yeah, and I don't even know if they do. That thing is, I don't think they do medical cards anymore, I don't think. Potts. It's just record. You don't need one. You just go in.
No, Colorado's both.
What?
Colorado's is like recreational price, medical price.
There really?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the California shop I was in, there was a medical line where they had a line of medical card holders.
And the milligrams per, I think the milligrams per edible go up, like that you can have.
And also in California, don't they tax heavier on things like soda?
They do. It's a sin. Smoke, it's called
like
a
cigarettes.
Dude, this is fascinating. Booze. Oh man, thank you guys for bringing this up. It's called a sin tax.
That's
Mo Jevons, dude. Potts, did you know this? Did we talk about this? There is a tax for sugar drinks in Boulder, Colorado. There is a tax for drink soda, any drink with sugar in it, an extra tax. And I'm like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm. And my buddy, I think it's an amazing idea.
Okay, but did you know that existed? A sin tax just because it's bad for you?
Yeah, good. They have that in Australia. It's called a sin tax there too. And I could not be more on board.
I actually agree with it as well.
Do you know what else there is one for? Did you know that exists for cigarettes?
Yes.
For pot? Yeah. Did you know for beer, for alcohol?
Anything that's causing a medical dilemma in this country needs to be taxed more so we can make up the deficit that we're creating.
For what? For having you have to go to the hospital?
Yeah, for people that are going.
God, I had no idea.
People who are more likely to do these things and be in bad health conditions are likely not insured.
Do you think it's because of medical reasons, or do you think that it's because of a deterrent to get you to stop doing them? That is the question.
Both.
That is the question. We'll go ahead, Potts.
I think the states don't actually care about that. They're going to get on board with it because it will create way more sales tax.
Right.
But if something good comes out of it, I don't really care what their motive is.
One person quits because taxes are higher. Good.
I just couldn't believe. So thank you, boys. I could not believe. And we'll finish up with this in the next segment, and then we'll have some fun with Scooterville. And I think we have. Oh, I want to make sure that we have relationship pet peeves from Potts. But yeah, I had no idea that even existed. The idea of a tax. It's on alcohol. It's on cigarettes. I just thought it was a normal sales tax. I had no idea that these things were taxed higher, typically because they're worse for you. So that is unbelievable. Thank you, Moe Evans, for bringing that up. We'll be back after this to wrap it up all with a nice bow and a smile on your face. It's Looch Dog in the Morning
at LITMRadio.com.